Greetings, salutations to our listeners all across the United Kingdom. Sean McLaughlin here. Thank you for coming and listening to the show. Elliot's here.
Hello.
And guess where we are, listeners? Och, aye. We're in the Edinburgh Fringe. We're at the Edinburgh Festival. Now, quick note. We're filming this in the flat that I'm living at throughout the festival. And above the flat, a shop is being built by a couple of Italians. Luckily, it's just two people working on it, so it shouldn't affect the noise that much. But they are Italian, and they are prone to passion. What do you think about that, Elliot?
I'm looking forward to that pasta shop being open.
It's either definitely going to be a pasta shop.
Plumbing supplies.
Plumbing supplies. How are you, Elliot? You got to Edinburgh yesterday.
Yes, I am very well, thank you very much. I'm having a lovely time. Returning once more. Again, here I am.
Something seems to have happened to you. You know you can't be jet lagged if you just go to Edinburgh on a coach, so you can't blame that. What's happened to you?
What do you mean?
You just said you're just talking really weird.
I've got a headache where I'm averse to light and moving my head at the moment.
Okay, we're gonna move straight past this, Elliot. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with you last night.
Uh huh.
You came to my show.
Yep.
We had fun, didn't we?
We had a great time, and I saw a brilliant show. But Mr. Sean McLaughlin.
Thank you very much, everybody. Still on, 6:45, City Caf. Come one, come all. I've had a couple of people comment about how much they love the podcast.
Really? Afterwards?
Yeah. No. Just like around.
During.
Well, I like the podcast, but not this.
I take that. That's nice.
That would be a bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
I go, oh, but they like the podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be, I don't know, something to do with you. What have you been up to since I've been up here just smashing the tits off this festival? What have you been doing?
You've been smashing those tits. What have I been doing?
Those ones there.
The unemployment saga has come to an end.
Ba-ba-da-ba! Elliot Fallows has finally tricked a poor sap into giving him a job.
And I
would have thought you would be a very attractive employee because you don't have a national insurance number because you're not old enough.
The issue was that I was too attractive an employee and they were worried about lawsuits and that they couldn't keep their hands off me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They worry about their own lawsuits. Like, we're going to get sued.
Yeah.
Because we're going to grope.
Yeah, like, we want a piece of this guy. He's radioactive.
Is that why condoms came out of your bag when you arrived at my house earlier?
They didn't come out of my bag.
Well,
I was looking for some important equipment and some pranks.
I'd hope they didn't come out your bag.
Some pranks.
Otherwise, they're not very good condoms if the cum comes out your bag.
Oh, that's base. Is that your bet? Sean just spilt his drink all over himself.
it's been a long week.
Yeah, it's been. So I've done that. I've been best man at a wedding, which is fun. And I saw you last night. We had quite a few drinks, and now I have a very specific type of headache where I'm averse to light and move my head.
Are you fucking kidding me? Elliot has just pulled out.
Hey, Sean,
from his wallet.
That's not professional. We're talking, Sean.
Elliot has just pulled out my bank card from his wallet. You've had this all night. You've got out in Edinburgh with my bank card. How did you get this?
You're going to get a call from NatWest about some suspicious activity.
Hey, have you bought 400 condoms? And a massive bag. Oh, my housemate just walked in.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Phil.
This is perfect.
Yeah, you're going to be a guest on the podcast soon. Listeners are really excited now. Oh my God, is Sean living with the Fonz? Should we just go to the show?
Yeah, man.
We're in Edinburgh. Things are loopy. Things are loopy at this festival.
Things are loopy.
Water goes uphill. My boners go down. Is that bass?
I don't know. Maybe.
Not as bass as you nicking my cash card. How did you get that?
I just took your wallet.
Have you spent anything on it?
No.
Because you're contactless?
Yeah.
You could have done.
I could have done, but I didn't. But you should check, just in case I did. If I did, it was an accident, because it looks like my card.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Well, this is because you took my card first.
That was a joke.
And you took my other card.
That was not a joke. But in the meantime, we got two great guests for you this week. Harry Kemsley returns to the show.
And you took my eye patch.
Be quiet about that fucking eye patch.
You posted my eye patch to Edinburgh.
All right, well,
you beast.
In the outro, we'll go through all this, listeners. I'm very sorry. You've joined us at 10th time. Harry Kemsley returns to the show today.
Yes.
Our very first ever guest. Our first returning guest. We're delighted to have her back.
Part of the family.
In a way. And Phil Gerrard, who I'm living with in Edinburgh. And he's a fantastic comedian who you just heard.
He's going to be
doing his best Slavic drawl. He'll be on the show as well. Thank you for listening. We're going to do our best to make this make sense. God bless us, everyone.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Elliot, we good to go?
Yes.
Just whenever I'm ready?
What?
Yeah?
What?
Whenever I'm ready, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here it is, guys.
Okay, go.
Main section, here we are. Sean McLaughlin here. To the right of me, Elliot Fallows.
Hello.
He's writing stuff down. He's producing.
Here we go. Business time.
Business time. Now we've got some guests for you. One of them you've met before. One of them you've never met, but you're about to. He's my housemate here in Edinburgh. My old friend. I compared his first ever gig and he has since usurped me. It's Phil Gerrard.
Hello. You did compare my first ever gig.
Yeah, man.
And it was a car crash. Not you. You were the only good thing about it, really, that first gig.
You were very good about it.
Thanks very much, man. It was a... And where's a bit of a ropey gig?
Yeah, but since then we've become great friends.
Yes, that's right. But I've always remembered the hierarchy.
Good, good. Don't ever forget that I was the one who genuinely told you you should probably get a Facebook account.
Yeah.
You didn't have Facebook when we met.
I didn't have any social media whatsoever when we met, no. And you told me that you can't be a stand-up comic without a Facebook account. So I had to start a Facebook account because I wanted to do this as a job.
Just because some people message on it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you've taken to it.
Taken to Facebook.
You have taken to it.
Duck to pavement. I hate Facebook. I properly hate it.
It's properly shit.
Gotta be on it.
But living with you has been a true pleasure of this fringe.
Oh, I wish I could say the same. It's like, okay. I've enjoyed it. It's been nice. No, it's been good. I'm really enjoying where we live in this fringe. It's lovely. Do you think it's haunted?
Where we're living? Mm. Well, that's where we're recording this very show.
Yeah.
But someone briefly thought it was haunted just a second ago. It was our other guest who is not paying attention.
I didn't know if I was allowed to speak. I get nerve. I don't know when I'm meant to speak.
No, I did. To be fair, I did say stare intently at that sort of coffee machine until I call your name. Harriet Kemsley.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
You're our first returning guest.
Oh my goodness.
Are you honoured?
I'm so honoured until you said it's because you're the only one that's available.
You're very available.
So available. I'm the only one that's willing to walk to your stupid house.
Wow, Phil, you want to
Sorry, no,
that
it is nice. It is nice. I'm just jealous.
Me and Phil built this house.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. We built it from the ground down.
Yeah.
They said it couldn't be done.
Yeah, we did it.
It's quite like death themed, isn't it?
It is really. It's old
things.
Old. Sort
yeah,
of
lots of trinkets, lots of old things, lots of
nice
guns. Yeah. Harriet, how are you finding your life at the moment? What's going on?
It's all fine.
We're here at the Edinburgh Festival.
Yes.
We're halfway through.
Yeah.
Harriet's got a big old smile on her face. What's been going? Our listeners want to know what's been going on in your life. Since we last
it's
spoke.
It's been so busy.
Yeah.
It's been so busy.
Yeah.
When did we last speak?
When did we last speak, Elliot?
Would it be February, March, something like that?
Was it?
Yeah, it would have been March.
How time flies.
Indeed.
I can't believe the podcast is still going.
None of us can.
It's gone on so long.
None of us
months.
Really. Yeah, genuinely months.
Wow.
Yeah, and every episode. But people are on it. And people say, yeah, Sean, you're doing a podcast still? And I go, yep, I'm doing it. We've got the mics and we're doing it.
Yep, nobody learns.
Nobody learns.
keep on going.
What have you been up to? Big news on your front. You got married.
I got married.
Congratulations.
To a boy.
A whole boy.
Yeah, a whole boy.
How was it? How's it going?
It was great. It was all good.
Yeah?
It's very stressful. It's quite stressful.
Well, the wedding was stressful.
Yeah, you're married, aren't you?
I am married,
Do you find it stressful?
Phil's married to a famous pop star, everybody.
I am, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I'm married. I'm This is... This is Sean's running Edinburgh joke, which I've got to tell you, gets funnier every time he says it, which is lucky because you say it about 6 or 7 times an hour.
It's great.
Basically, my wife is called Beck. And so Sean,
oh God,
Sean enjoys the hilarious misunderstanding that it may be the singer Beck.
So like he'll say, oh, I don't know what, like me and Beck, I need to.
So I'll say,
I hope
I'll
I don't
say,
need money. Oh, Beck's got money. She's, Devil's Haircut was a huge hit.
Yeah. So I'll say, I'm just going to ring Beck, and he'll go, Beck, Beck. You're going to ring Beck, and I fall for it every single time. I'll go, yeah, I'm going to ring Beck.
It's fantastic.
I think that's what gets me down, is that I do fall for it every single time. I tell you why I fall for it every time.
Why?
Because my wife is called Beck.
Yeah, that's the confusing
and so
thing.
That's naturally the first thing I think of.
Well, there's nothing to fall for.
He's like, oh, he's just talking excitedly and endearingly about my wife.
Exactly,
that
which
was
is
what
I do.
Yes.
It's nice for somebody else to be as enthusiastic.
Look, we all love Beck. Yeah. We all love Beck. I've met Beck. I've met your wife. Yeah. And I've met your wife.
Have you met Beck?
Your wife?
No,
yes.
Have you met Beck, the singer-songwriter Beck?
So I don't understand what you're saying.
Who is the singer-songwriter
Beck?
Oh,
my God.
You know Loser? You know the song Loser? I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
I got a devil's haircut.
Yeah.
So that's my wife right there.
That's your wife. So talented.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Such a deep
It's amazing.
Voice.
Somebody's got to bring in the money because stand-up's not doing it, is it?
Yes. Somebody.
Well, don't worry. This podcast is about to go through the fucking roof, so we're all right. Which is good, ironically, as the Italians above us are about to go through the ceiling, so could work out.
Yeah, so there's either builders upstairs or it is genuinely haunted because there's lots and lots of banging. Crashing.
There's too many rocking chairs. I think it's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Stop making it rock because I can't see your foot and the rocking chair is just rocking on its own.
Harriet, let's talk about your wedding. You seem someone who's really together in general.
Thank you.
You're not scared of rocking chairs.
Thank you so much, Sean.
What was the most stressful element of getting married? And we'll
all
see if that
it.
Compares to Phil's and how that's going to compare to me and Elliot's impending marriage.
We're getting married in the autumn, yeah.
Yeah, in the autumn. Carry on, Harriet.
I don't know, just the whole thing's so stressful. You have to organise loads of stuff.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
You have to invite people, and then it's awkward, like, who you don't invite and who you do invite. It's like, are they my friend? Are they an acquaintance?
Is there a reason why I was only invited to the evening?
Yes, because you're an acquaintance.
That is absolutely such a kick in the face. I can't believe it. I actually can't believe it. You just so brazenly say that.
You're not an acquaintance. You're a colleague. We definitely work together on podcasts. You can't deny that.
No, that's true. I'll take that. It must be stressful. It must be.
So stressful.
But, you know, no one asked you to do it.
Yeah, they did. Bobby did.
Oh, yeah, Bobby did.
Bobby asked me to do
to be fair,
it.
Bobby did ask.
Said,
he got on his knees.
They're married. Yeah.
How did Bobby propose?
It was Christmas Eve, and I was really hungover from the night before, and I spent all day vomiting.
And then Bobby was the first of three ghosts.
Yeah.
Go for the first one, because it's obviously into it.
I denied the first two, and then Bobby came.
Let me be your ghost of Christmas future.
Yeah.
Yes, I stopped vomiting and he proposed.
Just for a moment.
Yeah.
How did you propose? Are you allowed to... I mean, if you don't want to talk about this, it's fine. I don't really know much about how you and Beck got together. I assume you were just over LA watching a show.
I saw that one coming when I got up. We went to Berlin.
Yes.
Beck had an antique ring that was her grandmother's, right? That she wanted as an engagement ring, which was sweet, so I didn't have to buy an engagement ring.
Yeah.
But it was broken, so I had to get it. We were going to Berlin, so I had to get it mended on the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to Berlin because she had it in a box in her bedroom. So it's not
to
like
steal
I could
it.
Yeah, so I had to steal it away.
Ooh.
And get it mended, and then I tried on the first day in Berlin. We went to a restaurant and it was really romantic. And there was this dude who came in and he pushed his piano in off the street, right?
Ooh.
He had a whole piano and he was pushing it from restaurant to restaurant. And he pushed it into this restaurant and started playing blues music. And me and Beck, we like blues. I was like, this is properly perfect. But I didn't have the ring. And then after that, there was never, ever a good opportunity. There was never a romantic opportunity again. So in the end, I just had to do it on the last day in a tapas restaurant.
That sounds nice, though.
We had a crappiest table on like an aisle. So there were people going backwards and forwards and all that. And I put the ring on the table and we had like a big double thing of antipasti and they put it on top of the ring. So it was all right. It was nice.
Funny.
It was nice.
That's nice.
Did Bobby get you a ring?
Yeah, he got me a ring. That's very impressive. It was all good.
Have you got it on? Where is it?
I got it on my finger. That's what you're meant to do.
Oh, lovely.
I was just thinking, we had tapas the other week. Well, you had tapas.
What?
Do you remember we had tapas the other week?
Remember when I had tapas the other week?
Yeah, we went to tapas. We went to have a coffee.
Do you remember you had tapas the other week?
You did. You had two pizza tapas.
We did have tapas. We went into a restaurant and had tapas.
You just had really garlicky.
What, recently you had tapas?
I went, I can't even remember what the context was. We went out for coffee.
Yeah. And then Sean just got some tapas.
And then I ordered tapas from this place.
Yeah.
It was the day of the Wimbledon final. And that's how we found out who the new Doctor Who was.
Yeah.
Because they showed it on the TV. And they were like, Mamma Mia. what did
that's,
I order? I remember
Italian.
Not enjoying the tapas, but feeling obliged to eat them.
Well, because I think you got like, you got a bowl of mushrooms. You ordered a bowl of garlic mushrooms.
A bowl of mushrooms and a bowl of...
Tapas is shit, isn't it?
It is shit.
I hate tapas.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. I went to Granada and it was great because they just give it to you with every pint.
Because that's where it's from.
But like, they give it to you with every pint and it's cheap and it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go to some places and it's like, oh, you can get... Basically, the best tapas is the mini cereal boxes. Ooh, you know, when you buy six mini cereal boxes, you go, oh, I'll have a little bit of Frosties, I'll have a little bit of Ricicles. That's tapas, all right?
You're going for the Ricicles? You're getting the worst one.
I go Ricicles second. What even are Ricicles?
I would totally watch a TV show called That's Tapas. Sean McLaughlin. That's tapas.
That's tapas. That is not tapas.
Roast beef. Small mushrooms, that's tapas.
I smell a feature. I smell our first regular feature.
That's tapas.
I would love to come back and play That's Tapas.
Yeah?
I don't know how. I don't know what the format of That's Tapas would be.
I think it'd just be a bog standard hour long show. It'd be like the
have to be an hour.
I think it's a generation game.
I think no. I don't think it should be an hour. What you should do is
Harriet looks legitimately terrified.
I reckon
you should
understand.
You should do it in an hour, but in 5 minute segments, and just pepper it throughout the day.
I think you need something else.
No, what, you know, in the generation game when they had the conveyor belt.
Yes, Sean,
of just stuff.
I know the generation game when the things come. Oh, thank you. I've seen it. Harriet. There's a big teddy bear in a washing machine. I've seen it.
All right.
I know.
Yes, I know about the conveyor belt when the things come.
I do.
But how about that? But with a series, everything is a different dish.
Yeah.
And I point out
that's sushi.
And I go, that's tapas.
It's just yo sushi. Yeah,
some of them are sushi, and some of them are kebabs.
But what's the point? Why is this happening?
But what makes something tapas?
Is it just that's why the game's so good. It's got this fuzzy logic, isn't it?
So you can have like a joint of roast beef, but then if you put the joint of roast beef on three plates, is that then tapas?
Yes, that's tapas.
How many points is that?
We take it from point. And we'll ask 100 people before the show what's tapas, right? And then you basically just got to match up that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we asked 100 people.
What's tapas?
What's tapas?
Sean McLaughlin, what's tapas? 100%
people said that was tapas, and that's how we do it.
And if I get enough right in an episode, I win a hot air balloon ride. I think that's the biggest problem with game shows is they have different contestants every week. I want to see one guy every week win the chance to win the same prize.
He just goes through a journey or something.
But he's not even going through a journey. It's the host of the show wins the prize every week. I think that'd be great. Yeah? Viceland? Viceland would be on board.
Yeah.
They need some more shit.
Yeah, Viceland would be on board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me and Harriet's favourite channel, of course, Viceland.
Best channel ever.
Yeah. We love Viceland.
Can't get it.
Yeah. Let's talk about that show. Harriet, I mean, we're going to do plugs at the end, but let's just go right now. Harriet was the star of an amazing new sitcom called Bobby and Harriet Got Married.
That wasn't a question.
No, but it doesn't have to be a question.
What am I meant to say after that?
I'm meant to say yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to a break.
That's tapas.
That's tapas.
I don't understand the tapas thing. I'm still confused about the tapas.
What are you so confused about?
Why is it on a conveyor belt? And why, if you're just saying this is tapas over and over again, who's going to want to watch that?
I'd watch it.
I don't understand.
I think a lot of people would watch it.
People who like tapas and saying that's tapas.
No, I don't think it's a good idea.
I think people would end up listening because of the relationship I develop with the audience.
Yeah.
Because I'll go, God, I mean, he's really getting good at designating what tapas is. And I kind of like the underdog.
But then everything is tapas. So what isn't tapas?
Stuff that's big. If it's big enough, it isn't tapas.
Yeah. Oh, like
one plate.
Yeah, but if you have one slice of pizza, that's a tapas.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't think one slice of pizza would be tapas.
I would be counting it as tapas.
You would have to cut it into squares.
Yeah.
If you have a pizza and then different bowls on the pizza, is that a tapas? Pizza
bowls.
Yeah,
you mean you're using like the bowls pizza with as a tray? Tapas.
Yeah,
that's tapas.
Wait, a tapas pizza, but with tapas as the pizza.
You can get a pizza with pizza on it. I saw that on the social medias.
What?
The You can get like a pizza and then they bake the pizza and then they bake pizzas on the pizza. It's like an Inception pizza.
So that's tapas.
That's tapas.
See how it works? This is the greatest thing
ever.
Sorry,
I brought it up again.
No, it's fine. Basically, there's going to be two sections. You go, that's tapas. Or if it's too big.
I'm not. Stop talking about it.
All right.
Stop explaining it.
And the, or you go, that's potentially tapas. If
you
it's
can't
too big.
Say that's potentially tapas.
That's yeah. potentially tapas.
Nothing no, potentially.
If it's made smaller, it could be. It becomes tapas.
Have you ever had a guest walk out before?
Have a guest walk out of the show?
Yeah.
Are we about to?
I don't know. I thought I could be the first guest to come twice and leave.
Leave once.
Yeah.
That would be really great PR for the show.
Do you think?
Like, you know when Gallagher was on WTF and he walked out of the interview?
Did he?
But he walked out because he thought Mark Maron didn't respect his comedy enough, whereas Harriet's
Liam
walking
Gallagher.
Out. No, Gallagher, there's a comedian, American comedian.
Oh, I thought you meant Liam Gallagher. I thought he's doing stand-up.
No, Gallagher is a stand-up in America.
Yeah,
he's the guy who smashed a watermelon with a mallet.
You know, of course, that guy.
And he thought, like, Mark Maron wasn't respecting him. But I think that's
why
more...
Why did he smash it?
To make tapas.
That's tapas.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe how brilliant this is. This is great. Harriet, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, when's Bobby and Harriet getting married on?
It's already on.
It's already on. And where can we watch it?
You missed it.
I watched it.
It's on. It's on Now TV and it's on Viceland.
Yeah.
And the first episode's up on the Vice webpage. Is that what you say?
Webpage.
What do you call it? A webpage.
A webpage.
An internet page.
Yes.
There, on their internet.
I cannot believe we're doing a podcast, yet we don't know what to call a website.
A website. There we go. A website. It's on their website. Yeah. So you can all watch it.
Yeah, we should all watch it. It's big in New Zealand.
Yeah, big in New Zealand, yeah.
Apparently, it's getting there.
Yeah.
That's on just before That's Tapas. We're going to have a break. Harriet looks...
You look really angry.
You've got a murderous glint in your eye.
It's just the tapas thing went on so long and I didn't know what was happening. And then now it stopped and I'm just a bit befuddled.
Okay, well, look, we can carry it on.
Don't carry it on. This is the whole point. Stop. Can we just have a blanket ban on the word tapas?
Oh, no.
Can't now.
That's
I actually smell. You could be the banker role. You know, like in Deal or No Deal, there's a banker.
You smell.
You know, this is what I smell.
Why did you just say you smell?
Smells a role.
That's what I mean. I smell
this
a villain.
Guy, it's amazing stuff. This what? Guy.
I smell a villain. You know, in Deal or No Deal, there was the banker, and everyone was like trying to beat the banker. You could be that equivalent in that tapas. You could be the person going, "Can we ban the word tapas?"
I don't want to be the villain.
Well.
I'm
then
the one
stop
speaking
trying to...
the sense.
Well...
You could be the maitre d'. You have to ring the maitre d', find out if it's tapas.
Yeah, and you go, I don't care if it's tapas. And then, you're like the funny one.
Yeah.
You're the Jim Davidson, I'm John Virgo.
Don't call me Jim Davidson.
All right, you be John Virgo.
Who's John Virgo?
Big Break.
Yeah, Snooka Loopy.
I hate that show.
What, Big Break?
It's so boring. Why are they... Who wants to watch someone do that?
How... passionately knowledgeable you are about mid-90s game shows. Like, I asked if you'd seen The Generation Game, and it was like I'd asked if you'd met your own husband.
Yes! Again, yes, I have.
Okay, why do you hate Big Break?
It's so boring. It's so boring. It was on all the time. I'm sorry, it was always on, and they were always wearing waistcoats, and that was the best thing about it. The waistcoats were a bit jazzy. That was the only good thing, I'm sorry.
What?
Who wants to watch someone hit a ball with a stick?
Well, that's the thing, is it was a snooker show, but it wasn't even people who were good at snooker. But
yes,
they were
pros.
No, they were pros.
They were great at snooker.
But, like, you could just watch them playing snooker.
Yeah.
You didn't have to watch them try and win someone money. Yeah.
Just go to a pub, you can see someone play snooker. It's stupid. Why'd you put it on TV?
You can't watch them play snooker and answer boring general knowledge questions.
You can if there's a pub quiz on.
Did they answer general knowledge questions? I was too bored from the snooker, I didn't know.
Yeah. Harriet, I don't think you were the demographic for Big Break.
No, all that's tapas.
All that's tapas.
No.
Yeah, we're going for a younger demographic for that tapas. No offense. We're going for the 18 to 25s.
Yeah.
The Instagram generation.
Why do you have to insult me every time I do this podcast?
We don't insult you. We love you,
you
on this podcast.
You just said I'm old.
No, I didn't.
I'm old. I don't get your stupid games.
Harriet, we're going to have a break and then we're going to talk more about your life. You're our favorite guest.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks. Fuck. Phil's our second favourite. Mm. But only because we've had Harriet on more than you, Phil.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah? That's okay. You should come on the show with Beck.
Beck would be a good guest.
Big, that'd be a big, big guest for us if we got Beck on the show.
He's just got his head on the table.
He won a Grammy a couple of years ago.
I think you're really upsetting, Phil.
I love. Did you have to learn loads about Beck to do this? Like, have you gone to effort, or do you just know Beck?
I think he's secretly Googling Beck every night to get new ammunition.
I legitimately, Beck might be my favourite. Like,
I've never heard about Beck so much. Beck and tapas.
Yeah.
It's too much. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, we'll change the subject to the next session. Thanks for listening, guys. That's tapas. See you soon. Phil doesn't eat caffeine anymore.
No. There is caffeine in this, but not very much.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave up caffeine. I gave up carbohydrate. Yeah. Now I'm miserable.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Life's short. Have a coffee.
You take care of yourself as well, Harry?
What does that mean?
I mean, you seem like a very healthy person. You live a healthy life.
Thank you so much.
No, it's fine. I want to talk to you guys because I live a very unhealthy life.
Yes.
No, that's not what you're meant to say.
Okay. You look very pale. I mean, today you look pale. You always look pale.
Do I look particularly pale today?
You look quite pale.
Do I?
Yeah. You're kind of backlit.
You are backlit, yeah. I can see the garden through.
Shadowy.
Yeah.
This is outrageous. Yeah. Absolutely outrageous. Yeah. What do you think is the best thing you've ever done for health, Harriet? Best thing. Number one tip. Don't you dare shrug at that question, Phil.
Like there would be one thing.
There's what? What is this? What has this podcast become? It's like a women's magazine. What's happening here?
Heal Your Wounds. It sounds like a women's magazine.
All right. Well,
I did a meditation course.
Yeah.
Has that helped?
Sometimes I meditate. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah. You meditate, Elliot?
Yeah, of course.
What do they tell you to do?
They tell you your mantra. You can never tell anyone.
What's your mantra?
I can't tell anyone. That's the whole point.
It's a sentence, though, right?
It's a secret word.
Oh.
But then, I really want to Google it, though.
That's tapas.
Don't, because now whenever I meditate, I'm going to think that.
So you have a one-word mantra?
Yeah, but I don't know I don't know if it's a scam because everyone could have the same mantra, but then you're not allowed to ask anyone, so you can't find out.
That is really interesting, isn't it? I bet some people have the same one.
Would it matter? Why would it matter?
Would you feel less special?
Yeah.
Everybody takes the same. Everyone has the same bandages when they got a broken arm.
Yeah.
Why can't you all have the same mantra?
I want special ones.
Is it like a really pedestrian word? Is it like?
It's not a word.
Teacup or something.
It's not like a word.
Hmm. It's like a sound.
Because then you think of something. Yeah.
Oh,
maybe it's a word in another language.
Oh, okay.
So I don't speak any languages.
Speak English.
I do speak English, but no other languages.
It's likely that nobody does have the same one because it's all like, nom chivai.
Yeah. But you can't have everyone having different ones. But then it's like, they say it like according to who you are. So what does this mean about me? I'm worried I'm going to Google it. And they're going to be like, absolute idiot.
Oh, like when you get a tattoo of thing and you don't know what it actually says.
Can you give us a clue for what yours is?
No.
Well,
no, because
Harry, do you know what a syllable
is?
Yes,
I do know what a syllable is. I was just remembering.
Write that down. That's another good idea for a game show. How many syllables?
How many syllables is not a good idea?
Even Phil is not on your side this time. Even your loyalist friend has turned against you and your stupid ideas.
What else did they tell you to do?
Loyalist.
I'm bringing him down from within.
Yeah, so you have your word and then you sit down and then you all sit there and then you all think of your word.
Right. Yeah. And then what do you do?
It doesn't seem like you need a course.
No, I know.
I mean,
after the first couple of hours, it was a bit like, this is a bit of a waste of time.
But every time you've done it, were you with loads of other people? Or have you meditated alone?
Yes. Yes, most days I try and do it.
Do you light a candle?
No.
Do you turn the lights off?
No.
Do you listen to music?
No.
Do you wear clothes?
Yes, okay. Sometimes. You don't have to.
Yeah.
You just have to sit. You just sit and you just, for 20 minutes.
So what, you just sit there? But you have to think and you focus on your life?
No, you're not meant to think of anything.
Try and clear your mind.
Yeah,
and
it's
just the sound of this thing is in your mind, right?
I think clearing your mind is something that would probably come easier for you than most, though, Harriet.
That's harsh.
You should clear your mind because your mind is full of crap.
Yeah, it's full
of crap. Of just stupid things like, oh no, what am I, oh no,
Harriet, this
what
morning
am
you
I
text,
doing?
This morning you texted me asking, just to be clear, midday means 12 o'clock, right?
Like, yes, because I didn't know if midday was actually a time or if it's like a concept. Like it's the both. Middle of the day. The middle of the day.
It's not.
And as we're in Edinburgh, everything runs later. So I thought maybe it's like 2 or something.
I said midday, I meant 12. Yes, you got it right. Well done. Thank you. Phil, what's the best thing you've done for your health?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Oh, just drop off.
I was getting very, very... I was eating like a McDonald's a week about last year.
Yeah.
So stopping eating McDonald's every day, I think, has probably been good. Do you like McDonald's?
I guess. I can't think of the last time I ate it.
I like a strawberry milkshake.
Oh, God, I love McDonald's. Strawberry milkshake? What is that? That's not a milkshake, is it? A McDonald's strawberry milkshake.
Yes. What else do you think it is?
God knows what it is, but milkshake doesn't have that consistency, does it? It's like...
It's ice cream. They're the best type. You don't want milk in your milkshake.
It's got no milk. It's like watered down concrete, it seems to me.
Look,
tasty
I was
concrete.
Backing you up, saying how great McDonald's is. Why are you turning on me?
I'm not turning on you.
I was just saying
that
I like it.
Honestly, I don't think we've ever had an episode where the guests have been this mutinous.
But yeah, giving up McDonald's is the best thing I've ever done, I think.
What's your favourite thing about McDonald's? What's your favourite? What did you order? What was your go-to order?
I have a chocolate milkshake.
Oh.
I have large fries.
Oh, so you do like a milkshake.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know what it is.
Harriet, right? Come on.
Big Mac.
We've got to work on these issues, guys.
Large fries, sweet and sour sauce, 6 nuggets.
Wait.
Thank you, if anyone's thinking of getting me a gift card.
But the gift card would just be a card. It wouldn't be what.
Okay, what the gift card is as long as
you said, like, I've got you a McDonald's gift card, but you can only order fruit.
On the back of bus tickets, you get a specific. You can buy a bus ticket. You got to get 2 Big Macs.
I'm thinking of buying a bus ticket for Phil for his birthday with a McDonald's code on the back.
That would be good. It would be good.
Very good. What do you order, Harriet, when you go to the Mackey D's?
There's not much I can have.
Oh, yes. You don't eat meat and you don't eat fruit.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
Since I was 8.
Oh, shit.
You don't eat fruit or veg?
Can't eat fruit or vegetables.
No. So is it hydroponics, most of the things? You're just taking it from the air?
Yeah. It's just chemicals.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah, I just
wipe food over your arms.
Yeah,
What do you order? You can order the fries.
I can have the fries and I can have a milkshake and I can have the... veggie burger, but I'm a bit allergic to white bread, so then it's just the bun and I can't have anything on it.
Yeah, what can I say?
Are you still veggie?
I am, but I've lapsed this month big time.
You had a big breakfast yesterday evening, didn't you?
Yeah.
Cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
This is, you just got to stick to something, you know.
What? I've stuck to this podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but that's because of Elliot.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I book all the guests.
I could still work next to you.
Is that really something to be proud of?
I'm literally just in the flat. So that's why I'm on this podcast.
Well, yeah, and we're delighted that you're here. So delighted. I should stick to it more. I do care about the animals.
Elliot, do you want to come and do my podcast?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, help out.
Okay.
Start an empire.
I guess we'll go into this now then. Listeners should know that Elliot is planning on turning his back on Heal Your Wounds forever and joining a rival podcast started by Harriet and Sunil Patel.
We had ours first. You copied us.
I guess all the listeners want to know, Elliot, what turned you into such a son of a bitch?
I'm just trying to help you, Papa Sean. I just want to make you proud.
What, by leaving the family business?
Why does he have to leave to join us? He's expanding.
There's absolutely
no
way.
Stop trying to bring Elliot down all the time.
There's absolutely no way that he can produce more than one podcast.
Stop trying to keep me in a little box, mate.
He has to be in a little box. He's got his GCSEs coming up. This kid can't handle it. He can't be producing 2 podcasts and doing his exams.
Do you want to come and produce our podcast?
Oh, sure.
Phil Jared. I expected it, but from you.
We need a producer. That'd be wicked.
Why do you need a producer?
We don't need a producer. I just want to stick the knife in you.
This is absolutely... Well, I'm done. Put the knife in me. I'm done. Take me off the grill, mate. You fucking bore me alive. Well done. Listeners, I don't know if you listen to either of these other podcasts, okay? But I've always been supportive of Ultimate Scrutiny and Why Is Harriet Crying? I would now like to retract my support for these shows. We are officially rivals, and if you subscribe to us, you cannot subscribe to them. So, you know, you've got a little production empire. So maybe some of our listeners maybe got ideas for podcasts. Maybe they're going to start contacting you.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that. I'd love if I had a job.
You've got a job. Elliot's just got a job, everyone.
Hey.
Do you pay Elliot?
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing, Elliot. How much would you...
Huh?
Nothing. Let's not go.
He's made him make his own tea just now.
I didn't make him
do
anything.
He
offered it.
Go and make the tea.
Go and make the tea, little boy.
Turn my back for a second. The last Jaffa cake's gone.
Yeah, yeah, that was you. Yeah, you had such a bold...
Did you ask?
Or no, you didn't even ask. You just grabbed.
I knew it. I knew
everyone
he'd just go
left
for it.
To be polite.
I just can't believe
we had one Jaffa cake left, yeah. And we put it in the middle, and it was a social experiment to see what would happen.
Well, someone had to take it, and the host of the show took it.
We could have split it into quarters and made a Jaffa cake tapas.
That's tapas.
Boo. That's what I'm going to do at your show, your stupid tapas show. It's going to boo you every day. Boo, stupid tapas.
I would love to watch a game show where the audience were booing at the concept of the show. Boo! Like if you're on The Chase. Boo! This isn't... Oh, well. The key thing is, Elliot, I'm delighted that this show is going so well that people are thinking they want to get the guy involved. It's kind of weird that no one has thought of poaching
you.
Me.
Yeah.
That's what I find odd. Mm. What is it about your role that people are so excited by? Do people not think I can host other shows? If you're listening to this, I can host other shows.
He's more approachable, slightly less needy.
Mm. Needy?
Yeah.
Needy?
Slightly.
I'll kill you, son of a bitch.
Slightly less needy.
He's got the talent as well.
Yeah, he has
got
talent.
You're just talking.
Yeah.
That's all you're bringing.
Also, you're very one. Very one.
Yes, too
one.
Pale.
Very one.
What does one mean?
One.
Spell. W-A-N.
Well, have a look in the mirror.
What does one mean?
That's one.
Like a bit flat and a bit pale.
Pale and sallow.
Pale.
Sallow in the eyes.
Are you kidding me? He looks like my snowman son who's come to life. Elliot's paler than
I am. He looks like the Winter Soldier compared to you.
Yeah. Who's the Winter Soldier?
Don't bully me, Sean.
First Marvel hero. I didn't watch those films. They're absolute bullshit.
You think
I watched the big Marvel film.
You think
film.
The Winter Soldier would be quite pale?
Fighting in a car park. I say that's just 700 films of people fighting in a car park.
I mean, I don't know how to handle the emotions that are going on in this. First, it's nice to see that the guests have finally bonded. I just would have hoped it would have been over more than just calling me too white. Okay?
You're not too white. If anything, there's no colour there at all.
Transparent.
Transparent,
like
really. Yeah, Casper
like
the Friendly
Ghost. Cling film wrapped around a skull.
Yeah, cling film wrapped around a pepper army.
You do look like those pepperami things. You know those pepperami
goats. Pepperami ghosts.
I'm also angry like them.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, how long has this section been, Elliot? I think
five more minutes.
Five more minutes? Oh, yeah.
I'll only make a career choice if it's all right with you, Sean. You can run my whole... I've told you before you can do my Tinder. You can run my whole life if you want.
Have you said that? Can we keep that between us about the whole Tinder thing?
You can just go for it. But I'll only do it if you want. You can either make me happy or you can oppress me. It's up to you.
I will go for the latter.
Okay. Sorry, guys. You're on your own.
Based on recent experience politically, my opinion seems to be if you start giving people freedoms, they ask for so many, and then eventually there's a rebellion. I think if we just keep you where you are, Elliot, then we'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Back to the playground.
Back to the playground with you, Elliot.
Are you living here, Elliot?
Here?
Yeah.
No, I'm in a hostel next to the castle.
Made him stay in a hostel.
You're in a dorm room as well, aren't you?
Why did I make him stay in a hostel?
Why did you make him stay in a hostel?
Make him stay. He said, I'm coming to Edinburgh, and he stays in this hostel every year.
People from Europe have been bullying me this morning.
From Europe?
Yeah, a German couple kicked me out of the shower, and then a Spanish woman.
They came in the shower and kicked and dragged you out of the shower.
I got in, and then they knocked really loudly, and then they came in and just, like, shoved me out.
What are you talking about?
Like, there's a little cubicle.
Did you
really
complain
weird.
To the staff at the hostel?
No, because they're really nice. I don't want to bother them. So I just waited my turn. I waited till they were done.
But you'd had your turn.
No,
you were doing the shower.
No, I got in dry. Didn't touch anything. And then someone else banged on the door. I opened the door to see what was wrong. And then they just came in.
So you went in and got out both dry?
Yeah.
Sweet. At one point, there were three of you in a cubicle.
Yeah, it just occurred to me that there was two. It didn't faze me that two people went into that shower.
Yeah.
Were they naked?
No, they were towelled.
But they were under there, I imagine they were fully naked.
Yeah, probably, you'd assume, yeah.
How many people are you sleeping with in your...
There's 11 other people.
Oh, lovely.
Mm.
Is it mixed?
It's supposed to be mixed, but I'm the only chap.
Oh, Mum, once I stayed in...
Elliot!
The door.
Now I know why he has those condoms in his bag. But you're staying in the Harry Potter room, is that right?
Yeah, there's a Harry Potter room and I'm on the Dobby bed. So I think I very much know my place.
What are the other themed rooms in the hostel?
It's a themed hostel.
Each room has a theme. And
is
then
it
each
a film theme?
Well, I questioned this last year.
God.
There's There's like a superhero's room.
Please tell me you got the Winter Soldier bed.
There's like a Romeo and Juliet one. But last year, there's a virgin room.
Oh, nice.
So I was trying to guess what the beds would be. So I said, like, I think Madonna.
Cola, Airlines, Galactic, Megastore. They're just different Richard Branson companies.
That'd be a pretty good twist, actually. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
Media, mobile, TV. They're just different Virgin. That's what
Virgin
I think
products.
Yeah, different Virgin products.
Photographs of me from the ages 0 to 31.
Hey,
hey,
yeah,
Jared.
Boy.
It ball.
8:30, Pleasance Below.
We should go for a break. They've put their mics down. They don't realise this is gay.
Oh, we're still doing it. Yeah. Sorry.
Still got you said
well,
that. Stop.
No, yeah, like this is the end. I don't know why you kept going.
I'm just going.
They do this on The Real Housewives sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, when they have the things at the end, the interviews at the end, and then they leave the cameras rolling, and then one of them will be really demanding and be like, I asked for a glass of water with a straw.
Well, none of that here.
Phil's going to do that in a minute.
Fucking bullshit. Fucking hell, I asked for lime juice, this is lemon. This is fucking lemon, Sean.
You got lemon juice?
Phil has taught us why British people are called limeys.
It might be apocryphal.
What?
Usually, when something has a meaning that is like, oh yeah, that seems like the answer to that, then it's usually bullshit. Because stuff happens much more sort of difficultly and more in more sort of amorphous ways, doesn't it?
What's the thing that you think is the...
People say that we're called limeys because we discovered that if you take limes aboard ships, then they last for a long time and you can stop people from getting scurvy.
Yes. Right?
But it probably come from loads and loads of different places and all
well,
this.
Based on the amount of lime you've put in my cordial, you're very scared of scurvy.
You don't...
You seem to be terrified of it, because this is all lime.
I'm so scared
This
of
is all lime. You're not scared of dehydration, but you are scared of scurvy.
Rickets. I'm like rickets and lockjaw.
You do look a bit like a sailor.
I know. I don't. I'm thinking about my haircut.
Phil's got.
I don't like my look at the
Phil's
moment.
Got
you don't like your look?
I don't like my look.
I think you've got a lovely look.
Think you've got a strong look?
Can you get your hair much more cut?
Well, the thing is, my hair is making its own decisions now, unfortunately. Now
in what sense?
In the sense that it's fucking off.
Oh, dear.
At the top of my head, my hair is fucking off. I've only got about another 2 years, maybe, of making decisions about my hair.
But is there a point where it will stop fucking off and you'll still have a head of hair?
Or
will
no,
you,
I
are
don't
you destined
so.
To be fully bald?
I think I'm going to be like full. I reckon I'm going to have that sort of crescent moon of hair around the back, like backwards Geordie from Star Trek. It's going to be around the back.
Oh, like a Mr. Burnsy type.
Like a Mr. Burns.
It's such a weird reference for you to make, given that you could have said Jean-Luc Picard.
Jean-Luc Picard didn't have the thing around the front.
Oh, no, but he had hair around the back. No one cares about Star Trek, Sean. Stop talking about it.
Okay, Harriet, what shall I talk about on
something,
my podcast?
Something more interesting. I was just thinking about that story because you had a photo taken for your poster.
All right, I don't want to talk about this.
I heard the best story about Sean. Can I talk about it on the podcast?
Yes,
are you embarrassed?
We can talk about it.
That you had a photo taken in a long coat eating an apple.
Right, basically, every time I have
like a Matrix coat.
Every time I have a photo shoot, you're not going to like it because Star Trek is in this story. Every time I have a photo shoot for Edinburgh Fringe, I come in with these big ideas that I've thought of on the way there, and they never end up making it. So the first year I did a photo shoot, my dream was on the poster I was going to be a bin man. So I turned up with a bin bag, loads of rubbish, headphones, and like a high-vis jacket.
Why though?
Because I'm a nut job. And then the next year I turned up with a cowboy hat. And so I was going to be a cowboy.
Yeah.
And then last year I wore a long coat and I was eating an apple.
But where are the ideas? Because they're very sort of...
Bad. They're very
well,
bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're also very sort of...
Well, the cowboy hat one came as a result of a terrible haircut, and I went into a charity shop before the shoot and bought a cowboy hat. I went, oh, I think I've solved the problem. I've got a cowboy hat. The bin boy what? The
bin boy. Worst superhero ever.
Bin boy.
Bin boy. Fetch my bin boy. Bin. What's the name I was thinking of?
A bin man.
A bin man.
Bin man.
Bin man. Well, a couple of years after.
Yeah.
You just pitched it too early.
You did.
Bin man.
Do you think you don't think you're interesting enough without a bin bag?
I think a bin bag. I think my fans love me in a bin bag. So I don't know where that one came from. I think I just thought it'd be like the show was called I Will Prevail. Mm. And I thought, oh, it'd be nice, like the idea that I'm
No one wants garbage on a poster.
Wow, that's well, I'm
plus,
glad.
I think bin men are paid quite well.
Well, they've got they got good unions and stuff like that. And then the Apple one was to do with Star Trek. It was a reference to the Kobayashi Maru test. You aware of the Kobayashi Maru?
No.
It's what all Starfleet officers have to go through in order to become
an
officer.
The one that Kirk...
Well, they got to eat an apple.
Kirk's the only one who's ever beaten it.
He changed the test.
It's
I'm not even a Star Trek fan, and I know he changed the test.
I don't understand. The test is you got to eat an apple.
No, yeah. No, the test.
You got to eat it in space.
Apple space. No, it's you can't. Basically, you have to be taught about the no-win scenario. Basically, you get put in this simulation where loads of people are going to die, and it's how you deal with that. And that's how you pass it. So the Kobayashi Maru is the name of a fictional ship where everyone's going to die. And it's how you deal with it. But Kirk beat it, and he beat it whilst eating a sweet apple. And I thought, people will definitely get that.
Wow.
People will definitely get that if I'm eating an apple. That's the first thing people think of when they think of apples. So this year is different. This year it's just me on an escalator.
Why is that, though? Why are you on an escalator?
I just wanted to have a shot of me in life.
Oh, okay.
You have to go up and down the escalator loads of times to get the photo?
No, we got the best ones straight away. And then what is on the back of the flyer was going to be the front, which is just me in the middle of a tube, like a crowded tube, kind of looking a bit angry.
What's your poster this year?
It's me falling off a seat.
Yours is very
That's
funny.
That's how you do it, Sean.
It's very funny. Are you wearing a cowboy hat, though?
No. You could have just cropped it at the forehead if you didn't like your hair.
Yeah.
Could have just had your eyebrows.
Yeah, could have done. No, enough Star Trek in that, though. What's your poster this year?
My poster is me in Phil Lucas's bath. Ooh. Under the water. It was absolutely horrific doing that picture.
Yeah.
Because my face filled up with water and stayed there for days. Have you ever had your sinuses filled with water?
Yeah, that happened to me, and then I got vertigo. I was dizzy for 2 months.
Yes. How did it happen?
Wait a minute. What?
Do you remember when I was really dizzy? September.
How could I forget?
It buggers up.
Do you remember
balance.
When Harriet was really dizzy, everyone?
I couldn't cycle. I was too dizzy. It kept falling over.
How did it happen to you?
I can't go underwater because of my tubes. I got small tubes.
Your and tubes?
My tubes. I got small tubes. My nasals, they're all over the place.
You're absolutely someone who should be dead.
I think that my...
You're allergic to fruit and vegetables. Your tubes are too small
Wouldn't
for water.
Wouldn't big tubes be a bigger... Surely big tubes would be a bigger
No, because they get
problem.
Blocked. They get stuff in them and they get blocked really? And then it goes all over the place. Yeah, Bobby threw me in the sea and I was dizzy for 2 months.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, so that's what happened to me. I got this like golf ball full of water in my head. Just stayed there. And then one day my water's breaking. It all came out of my nose. All this brown water.
Like
came
a
out.
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It's disgusting that, isn't it? Yeah. Absolutely rank. Anyway.
Where were you when that happened?
I was on stage. I don't think anyone noticed though because I've got such
You're
a big...
stage. And like Thames water just coming out of your
I don't know if they could see it, right? I don't know because it's got such a big beard. I was hoping that maybe it would
it just all went in your beard.
It's brown water
went
in the beard, so hopefully that was okay. But it was a horrific experience.
That's even more disgusting what just happened to me when Harriet told me that I hung up my washing badly outside.
You have hung up your washing. I mean, you couldn't have done it more shittily.
Harriet's looking at my poster
what
now. What do
you say
think
the expression that you're pulling is?
So I was wondering that earlier. It looks like
we're talking about listeners. We're talking about my Edinburgh Fringe flyer poster image. It's me on the escalator, as you know, and they're asking what expression it is. What would you say? I'd say it's a quiet determination.
Is it a smolder?
Like Ian Duncan Smith.
I think
a lot
of yours are kind of trying to smolder.
Yeah,
and something's gone wrong.
You've done your eyes quite. You've half closed your eyes.
I'm trying to smolder.
Did you have a cold? Because your nose is quite red.
It does look red.
Oh yeah, I'd like to drink.
It looks like you've smelt something.
All right, let's move on. Let's yeah.
A lot of your posters are kind of like
the back is better. The back is. I can see that would have worked with a cowboy hat. That expression.
Oh dear.
Okay, well let's go to plugs then. Thank you for coming, guests. You've really improved my confidence.
Is that it?
What do you mean? Is that it?
I was enjoying that.
You're in the next two episodes, Phil.
Yeah, boy!
Am I in the next two episodes?
That's tapas!
Am I in the next two episodes?
Would you like to be in either of them?
No.
We have guests.
No, I do. No, I don't know. I'm busy.
Why are you busy? What are you busy?
I don't know if I'm free. When is it?
We're doing one on Thursday and one on Friday.
Oh, maybe. You don't want me to, though.
Well, it would be weird.
Why will it be weird?
Because
you can't have me again.
Well, we can have you again.
I don't want to come. Sorry, I've got
Who have you booked for it?
Oh, let's not go into this.
We don't want to say it just in case.
Oh.
The next one is booked and it's going to be really good.
Great. I hope it's great.
Yeah, this one's really good, you fucking dumb idiots. This one's the best one yet. It's the best podcast yet.
That's not what you're saying.
Why are you sniffing the Jaffa Cakes back? Is something happening in this? Is there like gas being poured into this room to making us all insane or ungrateful?
Ungrateful gas.
Oh, thank you so much for making me walk to your house, Sean.
I didn't make Sarky gas.
Bring you Jaffa Cakes. Thank you.
I'm sorry
there was
too much lime in your water. God,
thank you for taking my eye patch away from me for a whole 2 weeks.
You did that on your purpose.
That was
because
you.
Because... No.
Why has he got an eye patch?
He's got an eye patch because his eye's fucked. Look at, you see how fucked his eye is there?
Which one?
Oh, dear.
The one with the cyst.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, shit. How has he got a cyst? Sorry.
But what happened is he's had to wear an eye patch for a little bit. Oh, if you've been listening to the podcast, you'll know all about this.
No, I haven't.
And he accidentally put his eye patch in the bag of electrics that I sent.
Then Sean posted it up to Edinburgh.
And so he tweeted me, have you got my eye patch? And I looked and I do have his eye patch.
Is it a pink eye patch?
It's black.
It's a proper pirate's
eye
patch.
It's a cool eye patch.
I used to have a pink eye patch because I got lazy eye. Strange eye.
You ever had an eye patch, Harriet?
No, never. I got a twitch in my eye a few weeks ago. Just
why?
A bit stressed. Just a bit stressed. Yeah. Just getting twitching. Mm-hmm. Really undermines you.
Undermines me or undermines you?
If it undermines you. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Makes you look like a real idiot,
this
girl.
Yeah.
Why'd you get a twitch? Is that gone now?
I think I was just very stressed.
What were you stressed about, Harriet?
Look, I had a wedding, I had a TV show. And Edinburgh, it's a very stressful time.
It's a stressful time, but you've been handling it like a princess.
Thank you so much.
Is that the princess that handle things well?
No.
No.
You've been handling it like...
Fucking boss.
Yeah.
Like a boss baby.
Isaac, when everyone was saying about how great... Baby Driver was. I got confused and I thought that it was Boss Baby because what I'd seen was the advertisement for Boss Baby.
I think
and
a lot of
like,
people thought that.
This film, Boss Baby, that everyone's saying it's so great.
I can't believe this.
And you went in, you said,
why is everyone saying this film about a baby in a suit is so good?
I'm a tired and tortured soul. Don't get much sleep. I guess I get that way. By thinking too deep.
Yeah, we were talking about Cop Rock the other day, that person. So we'll talk about that in the next episode, actually. That'd be really funny.
All right.
Oh, well, I'll never learn about it then because I won't be there, so great.
Well, you can listen. It's
I
on
won't.
The World Wide Web.
I won't listen.
Why won't you listen? Do you ever listen to this show?
No.
You nodded and you said no. You're either a bad liar or, well, no, that's it. You're bad. Or you're wrong.
I will listen.
Have you never listened to this?
I just know what happened.
What do you mean you know
I've
what happened?
I've been on it. I know what happened.
Yeah, but what about the other episodes? You listen to those?
No, but I know what happened. You just say, is this going all right? You worry about it. You make a mistake.
No, we cut those out bits out.
I told him off about that, and now he's really good about not doing himself down.
Yeah, I'm really good. I'm really good. Unless I'm faced with particularly hellish guests. So maybe have a look in the mirror, Kemsley. If that is your real name, Kelmsley.
Oh, my God.
Is it your real name?
Yes, no, Kelsey isn't my real name.
Would you have ever chosen a stage name, Harriet?
A stage name?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like, some people don't want to be called themselves when they're comedians.
Jared isn't my name.
Yeah, what's your name?
What?
Well, my name is Jared.
Yeah.
But it's not like my, not the name I was born with.
This is really interesting, actually. Name this. What? I think this is really cool.
When me and Beck...
Well, he is weird, isn't he? He is weird.
Because Beck's got no last name.
He's got no
Beck
last name.
Have
that's
a surname.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
When me and Beck got married, we merged our surnames. We created a new name. And someone said to me, so she's Rebecca Herod, and I was Phil Jones. So now we're both the Gerards. Right?
Oh, that's really cool.
I thought
cool.
Your surname was Jer and hers was Odd. That makes more sense.
Beck Odd.
Not everybody's impressed with that. One person says, one person said to me, why don't you just cut your own dad's dick off? Which ooh. I thought was,
whoa.
Was a bit harsh.
I think given the options, you'd definitely take the former, wouldn't you?
Well, to be honest,
find a new surname or you can cut your dad's dick off. We don't make the rules.
I decided to cover all bases. So we did the thing. And then after that, I went home and I cut my dad's dick off.
Popped it on the mantelpiece.
What a honeymoon. Were you ever tempted to do it? Did you take your husband's name?
No way.
Did you cut your dad's dick off?
Yeah.
You got to at the wedding, haven't you? Other people want something on top of the cake.
God, please not talk about my dad's dick. No, my name's the same. My dad's dick. Oh, God, it's fine, I think. I don't know. I haven't asked.
My girlfriend really fancies your dad.
His dick.
When me... When me and you get married, Elliot, we're going to mix our names.
What are we going to be? Oh, we've done this, haven't we? McFalcon.
McFalcons.
Yeah, that's our little combo
McFalcon's
name.
McFalcon's nice.
Yeah, that's all right, isn't it?
Sean McFalcon.
Yeah, mm.
Elliot McFalcon. Don't marry him.
But I want. Can I have the McFalcon and then marry someone else after?
Yeah, I think.
Let's wrap this up. This episode should be coming out before the end of the festival.
I am going to. Yeah, I'm going to put this together this week. I'm going to get up early. And do
so
it
you guys have got the sweet spot because you actually get to plug your Edinburgh Fringe.
No way.
Shows. Shows. And you'll still have eight or maybe even
eight
nine shows.
Sweet days.
8 sweet days of getting that stuff. I mean, listeners to this podcast will know we only get the creme de la creme on this. And I've seen both of these shows. That is a lie. I've seen one of these shows and it's great. And I'm seeing the other one tonight. And I'll tweet whether I
endorse
the recommendation or not. That's awesome. But I've seen your other shows, Phil. And I know you're a great
You've
act.
Seen this one. You saw a preview of this
we
one.
We did a preview of this one together and it was brilliant back then. So I imagine it's even more brilliant now.
I've cut all the edgy jokes out. So just the chaff.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. Harriet can be the weef. You can be the chat. Phil Gerrard, 8:30. Pleasance Courtyard.
Yes.
Show's called?
Submerged.
What are the themes?
Envy and blame. And I'm too fat.
Oh, baby. An hour of fine stand-up from one of the finest stand-ups in the land. Yeah. Bring him a wok. He likes a wok.
I do like a wok.
He's
basically, a wok is every other kind of pan. I don't understand. Once they've invented a wok, why do you need another pan?
I don't get why you don't have a pan with edges. A wok makes so much sense because otherwise it can fall out.
What can't you cook? If you any other pan, you could sort of things you couldn't cook in that pan. There's nothing you can't cook in a wok. Show me something you can't cook in a wok.
That's tapas.
A pizza.
All right, a pizza you couldn't cook in a wok.
Yeah.
But that's not a stovetop item, a pizza, is it? You could, you know.
Oh my God, I've been doing it wrong.
Have you been boiling it?
Yeah, I've been boiling, having all these boiled pizzas.
Actually, the thought of that is making me feel a bit ill.
Just like a really soggy pizza.
Like a boiled, like it would all like fall apart. It'd just be like a weird goulash. Harriet, your show is so funny.
Thanks,
it's so
Sean.
Great. When's it on?
It's on at 9 o'clock.
It's on at 9 o'clock. Nine, my dad's cock.
9 o'clock at the Caves.
The Caves is as in just the tonic.
As in just the tonic at the Caves.
And which room are you in?
The spare room.
And what's it called?
It's called Bad at Doing.
Yes.
And everyone else is doing really smart shows, but mine's just about falling over.
Yeah, well, that's what people want. My show's not smart.
Sean, where's your show?
My show's on at the City Cafe.
What time?
6:45.
What's it called?
PM.
What's it called?
It doesn't matter what it's called. But come and see it. It's funny. People are lolling.
You're ashamed of the title?
Yeah, yes. Why?
Why are you so ashamed?
I'm not ashamed of it. It's
called You're so proud of it a few months ago.
It's called You Can't Ignore Me Forever. I think people think I'm being serious in that title, though. I think people are like, oh, Sean thinks that he's... people are ignoring... No, it's a joke. It's meant to be about me being a weird, desperate man. I don't get it. But what can you get about this festival? It's an absolute mindfuck.
That's cool. Tapas.
That's going to be the last emotional episode of That's Tapas. We've come a long way.
I hate That's Tapas.
Why do you hate That's Tapas?
I hate it.
Yeah, why don't you send a letter to the Radio Times? I hate That's Tapas. anything else you got to plug?
Podcast? I listen to my podcast, Ultimate Scrutiny, with Phil Lucas. It has a structure.
What a burn. Sick burn.
Take that out, it's horrible. Listen to my podcast. It's Ultimate Scrutiny with Phil Lucas.
And it has a structure.
My show's called Why Is Harriet Crying?
Yeah, it's great. Listen to that show. It comes out once every 8 weeks.
Well, it won't anymore now when we steal Elliot from you.
If you like Elliot, come see his new show, Why Is Harriet Crying? It's a great podcast.
Thank you.
And we've already talked about your TV show.
Yes.
And that's great. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
You two have genuinely been two of the greatest guests in the history of this show.
Thanks, mate.
And I've had so much fun. And if you liked Phil Gerrard, you better believe he's coming in the other ones.
Yeah, boy.
What if they like me?
You don't live next door.
Yeah, the problem is we sort of have to have Phil on.
Yeah.
I don't really know how this would.
Yeah.
I don't know how
just
it would
creeping
work
around.
If you weren't one of the guests,
he's just trying to make something on his walk.
Phil, get out of the kitchen. We're doing a podcast.
He just wants a glass of lime.
Yeah, he literally wants a glass of lime. I don't know why you just don't just buy limes and just squeeze them in.
You're walking against its pasty.
me and Elliot are going to do some more chat. Thank you for listening. God bless you guys.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
That's all that's left of our love. To get stuck, to get stuck. That's all that's left of our love.
Well, that was it. That was a great bunch of guests, wasn't it, Elliot?
What a life changer.
Another.
Yet again. Every 2 weeks, my life changes because of this.
Yes, yes, and nothing else. Harriet's gone. Do check out her sitcom. Check out her Edinburgh show. We can't get rid of this guy, Phil Gerrard.
I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because in a very real sense, I live here.
Yeah, he lives here, so he's going to be doing the outro with us. How did you enjoy that, Phil?
I had a lot of fun. Do you
listen to the show at all?
I do, yeah.
Yeah?
I do listen to it.
How did it feel as what I imagine a huge fan?
I am a huge fan.
You were probably somewhat intimidated.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, yeah, I was shaking through a lot of it.
Yeah, yeah, quivering.
It didn't come out. Quivering, yeah. An awful lot of the blood drained from my head, so I hope that didn't come over on the podcast.
No, I don't think so.
You couldn't hear the drippage or anything.
We didn't hear it. Squelch on the floor, but we're fine. We'll edit that out.
No, I thought it was good, wasn't it? It sounded good.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. But
it was a usual mix of sort of chat and self-loathing that I've come to know.
I think the listeners will want you to wind your neck in a bit for this bit. Okay? That is a verbal warning.
All right.
The next warning will be physical. Okay. But now for Elliot, I'm surprised because you were the best man at a wedding days ago.
Yes, I was.
How was the speech?
Some said it was the best man speech they'd ever heard.
Oh, wow. My God. Let's go through you being a best man from beginning, middle, and then end.
Okay.
You're asked. Who's the guy?
His name's Joe.
Joe. Does he listen to the show?
He does, yeah.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? What are you going to do with that gun? Is it that guy?
That guy. Yeah, you've done this
one. Fair enough. By the way, while we're on the topic, fuck you, Nick. Was Nick there?
No, he wasn't there.
Good. Fucking vagabond. So he asked you to be his best man.
Yes.
He says, Elliot, I've known you for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm marrying this person.
Yep.
I love him. And I want to do something a bit different for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have
a little boy.
A 12-year-old best man.
Yeah.
And how did you respond?
I put down my cornflakes and I said, Joe, it would be just an absolute nightmare. But he wasn't paying attention, so I ended up doing it.
That's often how it goes. Have you ever been a best man, Phil?
I have, yeah.
I've been a best man once.
It's terrifying, right?
Terrifying. Really scary. It was really good, but the whole thing, you just like... I think what I felt was like, I feel like I'm meant to be really important.
Yeah.
But what you were doing was actually just kind of fine. You're just there to be a mate, really, aren't you?
Yeah, it's weird. We wonder what your job is.
Yeah.
And your job is just, I mean, like, I put his bow tie on. That felt
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
You know, aww. And you go get him, tiger.
Did you organise the stag do's?
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did the stag do. That was the scariest bit.
You organised that, did you?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
We went to Alton in Staffordshire. We went to the countryside.
You went to Alton, but not Alton Towers?
No.
That seems like a massive misfire.
Yeah.
I think people overthink. I also think people, I only ever want a stag do to be one night or one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
I don't want a week in Prague. I don't want a week in Prague.
Fuck that.
How many prostitutes can you have sex with? Like, I mean, in Alton, probably no prostitutes.
There were a couple.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to have a couple of token prostitutes.
Yeah.
We got to have like only 3 or 4 each.
That's fine.
But then that's just for one night.
Yeah. So you had a stag, so you organised that. How many people were on the stag?
18.
You organised an 18-man stag do?
Yes.
Holy schmoly.
Mm.
Elliot Fallows, and everyone kept saying, he said, kid, we can't get into a nightclub with a kid.
I kept getting ID'd.
Did you genuinely keep getting ID'd?
I got ID'd one time.
That's so sweet. So then what was your next role after that? Was it the day?
Yeah, then it's on the day, and in the morning, you're given the rings.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
Oh Christ!
Was that their gift to you? Was that their gift?
Yeah,
they gave you a box set of the ring.
Yeah,
the ring franchise.
Just the original, just the Japanese version.
I'm giving you a copy of the ring. That's really tickled Phil.
Yeah, I like that. So they're taking that and checking it every 5 minutes to make sure they're still in the box. And
imagine if you fucked it up.
God, the nightmare. Because there were two ring boxes, and I put both the rings into one box, so I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
And then obviously the first box I pick up is the empty one, so I check it, like, what the hell are they? Like, I forgot what I'd done.
Oh, Elliot, I'm going to shake it like a little leaf.
You know what there was at the wedding, though, that I love? Funny vicar.
Oh, no, comedy vicar.
God, I love a funny vicar.
I don't know if I'd want a funny vicar at a wedding.
Oh, she was great.
What? What did you just say?
She was great.
So, begin that sentence again.
Oh, you can get a she now.
She vicar.
Yeah.
She vicar.
Mine was a she. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Mine wasn't a vicar though, because ours,
heathens,
was a, ours was a godless ceremony.
Oh, okay.
No God. Here we go.
Zero God.
No God in it. Where did you do it? In bloody Chicken Cottage.
Oh, that would have been good, wouldn't it?
That would be good.
I'd love to have got married in Chicken Cottage.
Straight to the reception as well.
We got married in Skipton on the moors. Out on Mars. Out on Mars.
That sounds tremendous.
Weather were fucking awful, Aberdeen. Blowing a gale. I loved it.
Welcome to a godless wedding on the moors.
We got married in a tumble-down old vicar's sanctuary, it was, called the Priest's House. No fucking roof on that bastard. They were beautiful.
Fucking hell.
And the woman who married us was one of the calendar girls. You know them women?
What? In real life?
In real life, yeah. One of the original calendar girls. Stand bought naked.
Was she covered up?
She was covered up, yeah, but it was her.
That's good. Did you get her autograph?
I did not.
Do you know which one she was?
I have never seen the film.
I know there's like a Bakewell tart one, I think. It's, you know how they like covered
there's
the...
There's a Bakewell tart? Oh, I see.
Yeah, she's not a tart from Bakewell.
I
thought you just classified women. And it's like, that's a Bakewell tart woman. I know that sort of woman. That one's a flapjack.
Yep.
That's great.
Yeah, she was
so you had a comedy vicar.
Comedy vicar, she was great.
Was she cracking gags?
She was cracking a couple of gags, and she did the classic thing like in weddings and funerals where they're clearly given like a little bit of information, and she tries to make it like, we all know about that bloody barbecue they had, didn't we?
Yeah.
And everyone goes like, "What are you talking about?
Who the fuck is this woman?"
I went to a funeral with them. I went to my grandma's funeral. We told. I don't know if I could tell it. I'd tell it. So basically, my grandma was like a little bit mean.
Yeah.
And she was very smelly. So we knew not a lot of people would be at the funeral.
She was mean and smelly.
Yeah.
What characteristics shall I mention to the bereaved? She was mean and smelly.
No, but we knew not many people would be at the funeral. And it was set up kind of when I was at university. So then I went to the funeral not knowing what they'd said.
Yeah.
And the vicar was apparently told that she was a great fan of many perfumes and looking her best. So then she said that. And then it's just me crying with laughter in the funeral because my family had basically like pranked the funeral.
Oh, that's like, the sweetest and bleakest story.
Yeah, it's like she's always so kind and generous. Just me going, ah! It's great. That is good.
But it's the speech, really. The speech is the
Well,
big.
that's the headline. That's what we're after here from old Elliot.
Yeah, speech landed it.
Because Elliot, you know, you listen to this podcast, you know that Elliot isn't much of a speaker. He struggles to get his words out sometimes.
What did you open with?
I opened with the... I went... Popped my jacket on, walked over to the other side of the room where you're doing the speech, and I said, "Oh, I can't believe I'm the best man at the whole wedding."
Oh, God.
Oh, the grandmas love that one.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That is so
shit.
You've
got to appeal to the older relatives.
Oh, that is so crap.
A couple of babies in there, so you can't swear.
I would play to the cheap seats in my best. I would go straight in with dick gags.
Really?
I don't want to.
You'd open with dick gags?
I'm playing to the cheap seats.
I had dick jokes.
Okay. Well, then what was the opening line when you were a best man?
Oh, well, it's going to make me sound like an arse.
Okay.
But I was the best man for a friend who was Danish, and it was a wedding in Denmark.
Yes.
And in Jutland in Denmark. And so the first half of my, the first sort of 5 minutes of my speech was in Danish.
Oh,
so I had to I can't speak Danish, so I had to I wrote something and then I got someone to translate it and then I learned it phonetically.
Oh, that's cool.
It was really mental because I didn't know what I was saying. So you go on the speech. I stood up and I went, and they all laughed. It was wicked.
Yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
like turning a switch on. Like, wow, that's amazing. And they're that as well.
Are you sure they were laughing at the jokes? They were just going like, this is...
Maybe your fly was down.
But I can't, but because it was in Danish, couldn't tell you what it was.
Well, so far, I think Phil's got a better speech than you, Elliot.
Well, what's Phil's called the best man speech that Dan had ever seen, hey?
Who's Dan?
Some guy at the wedding.
was down at your wedding?
He was, yeah.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I think Dan says that to all the best men.
Has he got low standards?
He's got very low standards.
Damn it, Dan.
Also, he loves a wedding.
Yeah. Oh,
he gets invited to a lot.
Yeah.
What did you go into then? Let's not go every line, but let's go, let's talk about the emotional beats. So you started light.
Yeah.
Kind of self-effacing.
I tried to go a bit Richard Curtis in it. It was...
Did you?
Having a bit of fun, and then it took a sweet turn at the end.
What was your biggest laugh?
Well, the point of the speech is that I didn't have any stories about the groom, because you didn't really do anything as a friend, like, we just kind of hang out normally.
Yeah.
So I made up stories that we'd had, and one of them was that we killed a guy and buried him in the woods.
Oh my God.
And that was like the opener of the speech. And
that was the opener?
Apparently the grandparents were like, what? Like, they did not get it at all. So apparently it's like some people were laughing, and then there was a portion of the room
that
were genuinely like... What's happening? Is this a confession?
The thought of that would make me laugh so much.
Yeah,
that's my favourite thing, would be you making a joke and then watching a bunch of confused old people not get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Very similar to my performance last night in my Edinburgh show.
Yeah. Well, this is all warm up for my debut hour next year, isn't it? Just me doing a best man speech.
And what? And then was there a big moment where people were crying? Were you crying?
I got a couple of tears in. Do you think you have any prospects of being a best man?
I would never. I can't imagine anyone would ever choose me to be their best man.
No.
You can't say no. You can't say no. Someone asked.
How could you say no? I mean, there must be some times where people go, I
don't like you enough.
Illness. You could get out of the illness.
Yeah.
Pregnancy.
I'd feign an illness. I'd feign a pregnancy.
Feign a pregnancy.
They're the same thing in my eyes.
I mean, you could be abroad, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm moving to South America.
I regret to inform you I ship out to Iraq that day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Ah, well. Elliot, I'm delighted you made it well. I'm delighted you made it. And Joe, if you're listening, and Ali, you're probably lying there right now listening to this first morning of your sweet honeymoon. And I hope you put on this podcast, and I hope you know that Sean McLaughlin really believes in your love and your union.
Do you know anyone who did the sex before marriage thing?
Do I know anyone who's had sex before marriage?
No, like who did the sex before marriage?
Not a one.
I know someone who did, and it's just interesting to think that now everyone knows when it happened. Like,
yeah, that's true, isn't it?
They had the wedding, and now all of their friends know when they.
Yeah, had
sex. And are they still together?
I don't know. The next day, it was like, oh, I'm done.
Fuck that lame-o. Well, we believe in you. And if anyone is listening to this, if you're a fan of the show and you're getting married and you need a best man, Sean McLaughlin is available. Me and Elliot can come to your wedding. Maybe we'll come if you need a guest, you know.
That'd be the thing. So I'm producing other podcasts. You can do the speeches can do the best man speeches.
Yeah, that's
hosting.
We're looking to get our little side hustles on. Me and Elliot will make a personal appearance at your wedding. We'll shake hands with all the guests. People will be like, I can't believe they're here. I can't believe they're actually here.
Yeah.
And you could tell them that we're, I don't know, my more successful podcast or something. We got a few more Edinburgh Fringe shows coming up next few weeks.
Yeah,
Phil's going to be on them.
Yeah.
Unless he's... Have you got a gig early in the day at some point this week?
I doubt it. No one's interested.
Okay. Elliot's around town. He's seeing shows, but he's going to come here a couple more times, do a couple more eps.
Very busy week, but you know what? I'll fit you in, Sean.
Thank you. And... thank you for listening and for being nice, audience. You seem like good people. Take care. And, that's it. How do I end this normally? Are we going to fade this out? Let's fade this out. Fade this out?
I'll do it.
Is that all right? What's up? You recording?
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.